I'm Ellen Mary.
And I'm Michael Perry.
And he's a plonky.
And she's a plant addict.
And this is the Plant-Based Podcast.
This is more than just a gardening podcast. We'll be exploring the world of plants from every possible angle. We'll be talking about plant-based diets, plant materials and fabrics, the well-being qualities of plants, and giving plenty of gardening tips and tricks.
So we'll be chatting worldwide to companies and individuals that are being creative with plants in new and exciting ways, from fabulous flower crowns to foliage-filled lounges,
botanical moisturizers to bamboo clothing.
It's all here.
And it's all made of plants.
This episode of the Plant-Based Podcast is brought to you by our friends at VeggiePod. Their integrated raised vegetable garden bed kit makes growing vegetables easy for everyone. With self-watering features and protective canopy, with VeggiePod, you'll be harvesting your own produce in no time. Available in three sizes to suit any garden. Visit veggiepod.co.uk and enter PBP10 for a special discount as a PBP subscriber.
And it was like, yeah, I just, for my sanity, I can't do this anymore.
Let's so then, just clarify
in campsites from there
the listeners what we're talking about here, shall we? Michael and I are with the guys in VeggiePod. Hi!
Hello!
And that's our interlude, talking about awful places we'd stay.
Yeah, exactly. And we're also with baby and dog as well.
Yeah. Now, how did we know which house was VeggiePod House?
There were VeggiePods outside the front.
Like welcoming window boxes.
We were kind of driving along going, you know, counting the numbers down to your house, and we were like, oh, no, there it is. There's just VeggiePods. There they are.
And not only is there pods, there's parts and random bits and pieces. And
like, is this where we come for spares?
Yes.
Yeah. And I could smell a curry plant. Is there a curry plant growing in any of those veggie pots?
In the small one, yes.
Yeah, I could smell that. That's really strange.
We could smell that from number 39.
Which is a long way away.
Cool. We need some sort of formal intros then. What do we do it like? It's an AA meeting.
I've never been to one.
Oh, I've seen them on EastEnders.
Okay.
So introduce yourself. We'll go around the table.
Hi, my name's Ellen Mary and I'm one half of the Plant Based Podcast.
I'm Michael Perry, I'm the other half, the better half. And then...
this is Freya.
Hi,
yeah.
Hey,
the
Freya.
The newest member of the VeggiePod team.
Tell us all about you.
Did she speak to
her? She's
she start today.
I'm five months old.
5 months old. She's trying.
And I think I'm hungry.
Okay. Yeah. Freya's hungry.
She's gesticulating heavily.
The newest member of the VeggiePod team. I think that might not be hunger. Might be something else.
Oh, is that the curry plant? I like it when
I've got to change her.
Back in.
I've got to change her.
Okay.
I'm Neil Ari. I'm
a nappy changer.
Mr. Veggie
Pod.
A new father with little sleep.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And I'm Alex. I'm the other half of Veggie Pod.
There you go. Plant-based podcast meets Veggie Pod. And we're working in association with these guys for series two. So we popped along to meet the guys and sit and chat and have a drink and patio doors are open, the sun is shining. It's a beautiful day.
We showed them how to use their coffee machine.
And we brought the Australian sun with us too.
We did.
Yeah.
It's
there we go.
The temperature.
Ah,
isn't
glorious.
It? Yesterday I was at Hyde Hall and I did think I was going to pass out. It was so hot and I couldn't get cool. And that's, I think that's the difference of being here in Britain compared to somewhere like Australia or overseas where there's aircon. You never seem to get cool.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You can't escape it. So when it is really, really hot anywhere else, you know you can jump in the pool or you can go inside where you can cool off, but you can't here. Do you know what I mean? It never gets cool enough
but
when
you know,
it's hot.
People are using air conditioners as a marketing tool at the minute.
Are they?
Yeah. So I'm staying in a little village called Godmanchester, which is near Cambridge, and I went for a walk yesterday and like the kind of aviation museum or something in the village, which is like this decrepit little museum, had this handwritten A3 poster saying, we've got air conditioning. It's like, all right. I'm going to go
there. I would have been in there yesterday.
Not interesting, but I want to get caught.
It's really brazen.
Oh my gosh. Shall we talk about plants? Instead. My veggie pod. Can I talk about it?
Yeah, of course.
I know we don't want to completely talk about veggie pod. Because, you know, we want to chat garden stuff, but I've got one on my allotment, the medium-sized one, and we planted it. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm going to completely go off here. Michael has just done exactly the same thing as he always does when he drinks. Go for it again.
What's it do?
If you heard any noise in the background, that was Michael.
Oh, that's because I'm used to drinking drinks in China. Where you slurp
it
anyway.
I can't even slurp it as loud as Michael slurps it.
But that's normal in China.
No, that wasn't even loud.
That's how you can drink really hot drinks.
Anyway.
But I just do it with every drink nowadays.
Michael and I planted
and
up
need
my
a straw.
No, that would be even worse. Michael planted his up with plants, flowering plants, begonias, garvinias, something else, can't remember.
It was, if truth be
petunias,
told, a pride container.
It looked amazing, but we halved it, and then the other
felt
half...
Her allotment needed some inclusivity.
My allotment is as colourful as it comes. And the other half of the veggie pod was edibles.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked really lovely in photographs, and it was a great way to show how versatile it is. But, I replaced them all. I have potted them or planted them out, but I really wanted to use it for salads and stuff because it has the cover, and so I thought that would be better for me on the allotment.
Okay, well, I'm about
just
to
so
show
you know.
Neil a picture, and he's about to be
impressed.
I've got
to say, it looks ace. It looks really ace.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
That is impressive.
Amazing.
Left-hand side looks great, doesn't it, with all those flowers in. Yeah.
It does.
So right-hand side, when it's all grown, will look absolutely stunning because there's all different textures and colours of salads.
Rebrand it to a flower pod. There you go, have that one for free.
Actually, that's interesting because a lady just came up to me over the weekend and she goes, you know what I did last year? Coming to the end of autumn or something, and she goes, I didn't want to put any veg in there. I didn't want to go outside in the winter. So I said, so what did you do? She goes, I took a load of cuttings from the garden, flower cuttings, and she put them inside and just left them and forgot about it until, and she kept all the you know, the flowers that she loves.
Yeah.
And she goes, I just loved it. She goes, I completely forgot about it. I went back out in Feb, lifted it up. And I just goes, you know, about 80% of them had taken. I was pretty happy.
Best idea.
So she took them all out and she goes, then I put some salad in there and carried on. And that was it. And then she wandered off. I was like, can I have your name? And she I was going to chase after her.
You might as a review.
Yeah. Just take the idea.
Yeah.
And we also had the National Rose Society as well, didn't we?
Yeah, well, they're thinking about growing miniature roses.
Miniature roses.
Oh,
yeah.
This is next year. Yeah, so not 2020. I'm going to be in America for half of the year, but mainly over the winter time. Mm. And I've been trying to think of all different ways that I can. I'm going to keep my allotment, so that's going to run from like March to September, October time anyway. And I've been thinking of ways that I can continue to propagate and store and keep things going over the winter time. That is an absolutely amazing idea.
And you're not going to rely on Michael to look after the allotment?
No. I wouldn't be there at all.
No.
It's hard when you travel. I was thinking the other day, I really like to have an allotment, but it is... It's hard
it's a commitment.
When you're travelling.
It isn't a commitment, but you have to... I'm doing no dig, and that actually keeps a lot of the weeds down.
Yeah.
I grow between May and October mainly, so I don't plant out generally for winter veg. I have for this year, because my change will be next year.
Yeah.
But I will be shutting the allotment down, if you like, September onwards from next year.
And is there certain things you do, you know, to shut it down?
Have to be cut back so they don't go to seed. Mm. I will probably... September's a bit early, but I might get someone to come and layer a whole layer of mulch over the top of everything. That will help suppress the weeds, and then that will feed the soil for next year. You don't have to do any digging or anything like that. Just lay it on top.
Oh, fantastic.
The fruit will all get cut back, so it will basically be shut down. The greenhouse will be emptied and cleaned. The veggie pod will be emptied and used for propagation. How about that? That is completely awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it will take a bit of organisation, but I'm going to be back in the UK, kind of March, April till September time, so I want my allotment. So I'm just going to have to fit it all in and do it. So, but that's an absolutely amazing
allotment. I loved being on her allotment last week.
You were like a child.
I had these kind of, like, euphoric moments. I was, like, you know, dancing around. Like a fool, wasn't
it? Well, you do that most days.
I don't know, you know, sometimes when you just get so excited, and I was just like, wow, this is cool. Because I was, you know, like with my job, it's become like, it's great, lovely career, but it's not often I'm really outside with the plants. Mm. You know what I mean? Because you're often maybe speaking at a flower show, doing some sort of TV or so, and it's really.
You're not really.
You could relax. You could finally
anymore.
Relax
yeah,
and dig and get dirty and have
relax,
fun.
Though. He
I didn't.
Just hyperactive, like a toddler. Anyway, let's talk about Australia.
Yes.
Let's talk about Australia because I'm going there in October. And I love it.
Can I come?
Sure. If you like. More the merrier. So you, how long have you been over here in the UK?
I got back in July last year.
Okay.
Alex, you come September.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't realise you were so fresh. I thought you'd been...
So fresh.
Because you're originally from Canvey Island, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So the backstory is I went travelling with a suitcase, 3 months. Right. That was the plan.
Yeah.
I stayed close to 13, 14 years.
Wow.
Was lucky enough to get a passport, so dual citizen, so yeah, cool. I can go back and forth. Met the lovely, beautiful Alex.
Hi, Alex.
The better half, you could say. And yeah, came back last year, so I came back first just to sort of get things settled in a way.
Yeah.
Because we had to organise one for Alex to finish work and two for Oshi to come across the dock.
Of course, the doggy. So, did Oshi have to go into quarantine or
not this way? Not coming this way,
but going back.
Oh, of course, because of the really protected kind of environment you got there.
Yeah, biodiversity is a huge thing in Australia. And thankfully now they've stopped doing the spray. So when you were used to flying into Australia, whichever airport, they would walk through the plane with spray.
They
don't do it in Australia anymore. So they have stopped that practice, which is good because no one ever knew what the hell they were spraying.
Yeah,
Make it smell nice.
Yeah, but you're briefing something in. But yeah, which they've now stopped. So yeah, basically just over what are we now? August here, just over a year.
Our first show was actually at the RHS Chelsea Flower Show last year, which we were invited to participate in.
You were invited to Chelsea?
We were invited to Chelsea.
To educate.
To educate, yes.
On urban farming.
That's right. Awesome. So they all started in Australia then? So the Veggie Pod concept all began in Australia.
And that's why you get an E. Veggie instead of veg pod.
Everyone's everyone from Australia is E or O.
Yes.
Then my husband, Web is Webbo. Webbo.
Veggio.
Veggio.
Yeah, everything's O or an E. So, you know, you've got that, it's a silent E normally, but, you know, because it's Australia, Veggie pod.
Okay.
But yeah, it started there, nine years ago now, by, you could say, like a crazy inventor.
Mm-hmm.
Normal guy. His name's Matt Board and... he was bored of his job, but he was more frustrated in the garden. Yeah. You know, I think like a lot of people. Just
what was
totally...
his job, by the way?
He was, he's had a range of jobs, like corporate, in finance.
Okay. Well,
I think his last job was in finance. So,
but he likes gardening?
Likes gardening, a tinkerer, we would say. Just tinkers with things and sort of makes things. Sort of got this, you know, one of those brains around products.
Yeah.
You know, and if something doesn't work, well, how does he fix it?
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Cool. And yeah, he was frustrated. You know, normal garden issues, I suppose. So he started, you know, mucking around in his backyard, and then come up with a very big pod, which is 2 meters by 1 in one pod, and try to sell it. And he wondered why he couldn't sell it.
Right.
Because people were like, well, how am I going to get home? Not many people can put a 2 meter by 1 meter pod on top of their car or in their ute. So he sold a few.
Ute. That's all you never hear in England. Wow.
Yeah.
So you've got to explain
Australian
to listeners what a ute is. Yeah.
What is a ute?
Ute here would be. It's an open
like a pickup
here. Yeah,
you have really sporty ones there.
Oh yeah,
oh,
V8s.
My God. Yeah,
V8s.
Is that like a boy racer? Oh. Is that what that is?
Sporty.
Kind of
thing? Yeah, the V8 ones. Okay. You know,
are
the,
they cool to have in Australia?
Yes,
they are cool. They're
like...
I don't think English people could imagine a sporty pickup.
No,
it just doesn't make sense. But it's
But yeah, they're quick. Yeah. You know, it's a tradition to have a ute.
Cool.
Yeah, so he was sort of, you know, going back and forth, and then eventually he come up with sort of a modular approach, which is easy to people to transport, but still wasn't getting anywhere, really. And then he asked his brother and a friend of mine to come on board and form sort of Veggie Pod in a way. His brother Paul was a boss of mine at the time, so we were all working in corporate, so we used to do patient support programs.
Right.
So patient support programs, so if someone was newly diagnosed with a medical condition, say diabetes,
mm-hmm.
we would then provide them with nurse support.
Okay.
So nurses would go to someone's house, educate them on what diabetes is, because some people don't,
mm-hmm.
and then why they've got to take the medication, when they've got to take it, and what are the ramifications if mm-hmm. they don't. So health service can't provide it, like the NHS doesn't have the resources to do it, and then the drug company that provides the insulin or tablet would pay us to go and provide that service. So we would have a number of nurses, phone support and stuff. So we all work there as a group of people.
Different.
Yeah, completely different. And then, so Paul and my friend Simon left and formed VeggiePod with, mm-hmm. with Matt. And then they were just, you know, knocking on doors through Australia, mm-hmm. going to all the garden centres.
That's
and
a long
then,
drive.
Well, they would go for a 2-week trip
yeah.
at a time.
Oh, wow.
In their ute with their
yeah.
box. Wow. And gardens and bits.
Well, it started off with just a van and a trailer.
Uh-huh.
Just putting veggie pods
right.
and literally just going from Sydney
that's
to Brisbane.
That's real old school sales.
Yeah.
That
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
like in old American films, isn't it? Where they just knock on
doors.
Door.
Yeah.
Is it because
yeah.
you didn't have the internet?
Well, it's very slow there. Takes a long time
Australia
to get anywhere.
A long way.
No, but what is which is what we've found very different to the UK, because UK is a very established horticultural
yeah,
country.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
this is where horticulture started.
But there you've got so many different climates. It's like in the US, it's, you don't have like an RHS, things like that.
No,
you don't really
we don't.
Have
a, and six
yeah.
months on, 6 months off.
Yeah.
And Australia, you know, people look at the garden, they look at a barbecue,
yeah.
A swimming pool, and that's it.
Yeah.
You know, they won't talk so much about flowers
yeah.
And anything else. You know, a bit of decking, as I say, barbecue, swimming pool, and garden's done. You know, the break came when we went on Shark Tank, or as everyone would know here, Dragon's Den.
Do you have that footage?
We do.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, we can share that
have
with
to
you.
Watch that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool.
Let's search for it right now.
And Matt, you'll sort of get to hear a bit more about Matt's backstory mm-hmm. and how the Veggie Pod came to be, and
yeah.
you know, he was a frustrated gardener essentially, and.
Mm.
Through his tinkering away, he came up with the modular approach that is now VeggiePod.
Yeah.
That's so cool, though.
Yeah. So it's a very grassroots company.
Yeah.
Here they are,
no? Oh, Michael's got it up on
is that the guy?
Yeah, on YouTube.
Someone like me.
You can check it out.
No, this is in, you know, talking about New Zealand. This is New Zealand. So we've been on a couple of TV shows in New Zealand, but I can send you the footage.
Yeah, please do. That'd be cool.
Matt's on there, and at the end of the, what do you call it? Not session.
The episode.
Segment.
Yeah, yeah.
Segment or whatever. His wife comes out, his young daughter comes out.
Oh.
This is after sort of handshaking on an agreement.
Oh.
And that's basically that day or that night, website crashed.
Wow.
And that's when things sort of
really
took off.
Because you'd actually pricked up Australians' ears to grow in their own, which is quite an achievement, I guess, with everything you've said about how they didn't respect the garden and the outdoor space.
We don't have allotments in Australia, so what you do in your backyard is kind of it. But
I guess you've got more space anyway, generally, or not?
Yeah, I would say so, but
yeah.
I think the focus is more on, you know, the swimming pool and the kind of
yeah,
entertaining
yeah.
area rather than your
garden.
Because
you've got nice weather, that's why.
Well, yes, we do.
Not today.
Say it nicely, Michael. Look, you've got sunshine
yeah,
today and I can see
but
blue sky.
I guarantee that the day someone listens to this podcast, it'll be dull. That's a given, huh?
Likely.
Yeah.
yeah.
Come
likely.
On.
Agreed. Been here another year.
Even if this is next July.
So he's created this modular system of growing, and then what happened next? So your website crashed.
And
this is all in Australia.
Mm.
So when did the business decide to go elsewhere, like here
so
in the UK and elsewhere?
It's a really good question. So it is a sort of friends and family business in a way, and the next country was New Zealand. So a
now
friend
you can say decking
yeah.
in New
decking,
dicking,
dicking in New Zealand, and then again an ex-colleague.
I love how she says it.
An ex-colleague over there said, "I love it. Can I, let me take a few
mm-hmm.
to New Zealand and see how they go?" and they went well. Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden, you know, we're starting to sell in New Zealand. Mm-hmm. And then from there, we went to the US. Matt went to the US, so he moved his family across to the US.
To sell
VeggiePod, to set up VeggiePod US, USA.
And
so
bold.
That's really
And then it's sort of, you know, people have added on from there. So family and friends have sort of said, you know, mm-hmm. Can
but
no, I...
No, you've gone from all working together to all being in completely different countries.
Yeah, and we barely talk to each other now, you know, which is good in a way. They'll probably
you're
hear this, which is great.
Market.
Yes. Yeah. So then, so I was still doing corporate because I was like, you guys are nuts, you know. We've all got good jobs here. You guys are nuts.
What are you doing?
Nuts
Why
leaving the corporate
that?
Life, you know. We're working well. We've got a good thing going on here, you know.
Yeah.
Our customers like us, you know, patients, you know, like what we're doing. We get good feedback. So I was like, good luck to you all. You know, I'll carry on sitting in my chair while you're driving around Australia, sleeping in the van and stuff. And then they asked, then me and Alex, over a swim at 6:30 in the morning.
Over a
so
swim?
Over
a, is that how business happens in that
yeah.
climate? Yeah.
I went,
yeah.
let's... Can
we do
we...
it in cold Costa coffees over here.
On the motorway.
Yeah, exactly. With a soggy sandwich.
A meal deal. Learn all about them. And literally, yeah, I had a swim and they said, you know, would you be interested in going back to England? Because they said, well, you're from England, so you'd know all about England.
How misinformed they were.
How misinformed I was. And then I assumed Alex wouldn't be interested, you know, because Alex is Australian, her family's there, mm-hmm. You know, we had a good life, so to speak, and you know why
it was
sort of rocket.
It's a long way, whatever way
yeah.
Yeah. It's a long way. Yeah.
And then, yeah, it was a great thing. You know what they were doing is a cool product. It's a good opportunity, and
it's not many times in your life when you get an opportunity presented to you that you can do something completely left field.
Mm.
Almost
yeah.
be in charge of your own destiny.
Yeah.
And Neil,
were you working in the industry or not?
Not at all.
No.
I ran a marketing team for a telecommunications company.
But then you bring the marketing skills
yes.
to this project, which
yeah.
is great.
Yeah.
Did you both love gardening
yeah.
before you started? Okay, no. But do you now?
I bet he thought it wasn't magic.
Well,
our lifestyles in Australia didn't really permit it. I mean,
yeah.
we lived in the inner city. We had... You know, we didn't even have any outdoor space.
Yeah.
So I guess whilst we love, you know, wide open spaces and parks
yeah.
and beautiful gardens,
mm-hmm.
we just didn't really...
Garden yourself.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
But
just before we finish up, because this has been an ace chat, I think we should give listeners a little bit of an idea about the VeggiePod. So can you just tell us a little bit about it, its function, how you use it, the sizes, that kind of thing?
Okay. So yeah, just briefly, it's a fully contained self-watering pod. With a protective cover that keeps out insects, animals, climate, keeps the climate
flipped
in.
Into really corporate.
Have I?
Yeah.
All right.
You're sitting upright. You're all
leaning in.
Don't worry, it's nice.
With an irrigation system, laying back, relaxing. Yeah, three different sizes: small, medium, large. And they can sit on the floor because there's no weeding coming in.
Yeah.
You put them on a stand. You know, so LD in particular really enjoying the stands.
Mm-hmm.
And we've even got trolleys. So if people do have a decking or a wasted area in a way, but they still need that area for family,
mm-hmm.
friends,
that's
whatever, you've got a trolley and can move it in and out. And people are really enjoying that, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I've been watching photographs on Instagram of people growing in their veggie pods. There's some really remarkable stuff coming out of those. I've seen some huge onions.
They work. You know, we're not gardeners as we now know, and it literally is put some good soil, good compost, put in some seeds or some plants, good water, close the lid, and sort of forget about it.
And let it do its
thing. So the lid stays on all season. When does the lid then come on? It stays on all season.
Yeah.
So they get enough light. They're obviously protected from the insects and the different. You know, troubles
and also,
that you can have.
Like from
the
blazing sunshine as well, so they get shade, but they get sun.
Yes.
Yeah.
It keeps the pests out, and also obviously if they're raised, that can keep a lot of pests out anyway. But how does the self-watering system work?
So it's literally just your mains. So normal hose, connect it. So everyone's got the adapter already, universal adapter, connect it on, turn it on. You've got a misting system. inside. So perfect in a way for seeds.
Uh-huh.
So propagation, people have been using that. It doesn't sort of flood the soil.
Yeah.
So great for seeds, and obviously you need to do it more regularly.
Yeah.
And then when the seeds sort of start to take and the plant starts to grow, the roots will then start to drink up from the reservoir underneath.
Right.
So that's how it just looks after itself.
Really cool.
Someone said that they'd left it for nearly 3 months. I can't remember who told me this, but they'd left it for just under 3 months and everything was completely fine.
It's pretty common. Yep.
That's amazing. Yeah. Can you, that's incredible, isn't it? And that's water saving. That's super important at the moment as well.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a very low maintenance way to grow veg.
Yeah.
And I think what people find so appealing about it is that it doesn't just work, but it grows quite quickly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, you'll be harvesting sort of lettuce within 2-4 weeks,
yeah.
You know, depending
and
on the conditions.
And earlier in the season and later
absolutely.
In the season as well.
Yep.
The thing which we've not really spoke about is what we enjoy about, you know, the education part.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one is we're learning, and I'm thinking of enrolling even into a course
mm-hmm.
To know about vegetables,
mm-hmm.
So they don't go to flower and things like that, which
yeah.
a lot of customers have told me over the last few weeks,
yeah.
that's gone to flower, you've got to do this. So one is I'm going to educate myself, but two is when we go into school. So some of the cool stuff we do is the veggie pods can be built by everyone from a 5-year-old upwards. So I go to school.
Mine, so I agree. Yeah.
Is he listening? but yeah, so I go to a school and literally get the kids to do all the building. So they build them all, then they put all the soil in, then they put all the plants in. So
it's a teamwork
really cool,
session.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a teamwork session.
You should speak to RHS for schools. They probably do a nice project on that, couldn't they? Yeah.
We just put that out there.
Write that one down.
All right.
Yeah. Free of charge.
That's super cool.
That's really cool. Wow. It's been so good to chat with you.
Yeah, but I think I got a little game we should play before we sign
off.
Have
you?
What do you reckon?
I dread to think.
I want to know from these guys, I want to know 3 things they love about moving to the UK and 3 things they miss about Australia.
Okay. 3 things you love.
Ladies first.
Yeah.
3 each.
No, they can
between you.
You're a team.
Things I love about the UK.
Yeah.
Don't think too
in
well.
No particular order. drivers over here.
Everyone's staring at you now.
I know. Oh my god, when you're on the roads over here,
I'm
drivers
interested.
Have so much more etiquette than in Australia. They are
really?
So much more polite. Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Not Sin Ellen drive.
He actually just told me I was a good driver.
No, I didn't. That's really surprising.
Do you drive, Michael?
Not very often. But when I do, I get 2 speeding tickets on 1 piece of road. So I'm over it.
On the same camera.
On the way to my house.
Technically your fault. I'll expense it to you. Okay. Interesting.
I think fashion in the UK, yes, absolutely. Great stuff. Loving it.
Gosh, how about food?
Yeah.
Roast dinner.
Yeah. It's one thing that I missed in Australia was a good roast dinner on a Sunday.
Good.
And Sunday's more of a relaxed day here with
yes.
shops closing earlier, opening later.
Yeah.
You can actually, you know, theoretically relax a bit more on a Sunday than you can in Australia.
Wow.
And what do you miss then?
Weather.
Oh, well, I'm sorry about the weather on behalf of Ellen and all our listeners.
It's been so nice to chat with you. And thank you so much as well for working with us on Series 2. We're really thrilled to be working with you. It's just so lovely.
Thanks for visiting
us.
It's been really
it's
good.
A joy.
Where's the dog?
He's here.
I'm going to see the dog.
And Ellen is hugging her endlessly. And that's where we might finish.
I might take her home with me.
Oh, she's so wet. Doesn't want to be licked over. I'm not sure if we're signing off the podcast at this point or not. I don't know where the button is.
This episode of the Plant-Based Podcast is brought to you by our friends at VeggiePod. Their integrated raised vegetable garden bed kit makes growing vegetables easy for everyone.
As per usual, I'm just going to set the scene for you here. I am currently sitting at Manly Wharf in Sydney, Australia,
and the beautiful, crystal, very clear blue water is lapping up against the shore. We can see oysters and very posh boats, and there are birds chirping in the trees all around, and the temperature is absolutely perfect because it's spring here right now. And I'm with Simon from Veggie Pod, and you will all know that Veggie Pod, of course, work in association with the Plant Based Podcast. So, hi, Simon.
G'day, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you very much. Now, I have to be completely honest with you all. I did not bring my usual podcast equipment, so I am using my iPhone, which, you know, is pretty good, to be fair, and I'm moving it back and forward. So if there are any sound issues, I apologise in advance, but I'm sure it'll be fine because it's beautifully quiet and calm here, isn't it? There's no wind.
That's right.
A really gentle breeze.
And you put the beer down as well, haven't you?
We've had a beer already because apparently Aussie business meetings include beer on the wharf overlooking the water, and I won't be complaining about that anytime soon. Oh, and behind, I've just noticed we've got Strelitzia, so bird of paradise, which grow a little bit like weeds here in Australia. But they are so beautiful. Anyway, so Simon, hi.
Hello.
I loved how Simon met me at the wharf. He literally bounced up with the t-shirt Veggie Pod, grow your food, on the front. And that's just what you can do in a Veggie Pod, isn't it?
That's it. It's become our new tagline, if you like. It's simple and it's directive, and that everybody and anywhere, doesn't matter what walk of life, where you live in the world, what you're doing, you can grow your food now.
And that's a really important message, actually, to put out there, isn't it? I think lots of people think there are barriers to growing your own food, but with the Veggie Pod, there are no barriers because it can go anywhere, and there's loads of different sizes as well, so you can fit it in wherever you want.
That's it.
But more importantly, let's go back to the beginning. Where did your enjoyment of gardening or growing your own food come from in the first place?
Personally, mine, well, I come from a family of the Holloways came out from Britain in the mid-1800s, and
I have to ask the cliche question. Yeah. When they came out here, what do you mean they came out? Did they just jump on a boat and decide to come out?
Are you asking, are we a family of cons?
Or were you naughty convicts?
No, that's a badge of honour here these days, but I can't claim that. No, they were just people who wanted to get out of Britain for one reason or another. I don't know the actual reasons, but became banana farmers in the north coast of New South Wales. So I come from a family of crop growers, and and then my father and mother always had vegetable gardens wherever we lived. They were both school teachers, and wherever we moved we had vegetable gardens, and that instilled a love for it all.
That's cool. I don't think that there is one person who we have spoken to on the podcast yet who did not have some kind of interest or involvement in gardening as a kid.
Yeah.
Honestly, even those who have not maybe gone straight into horticulture, but then gone off and done some other career and then come back to it later, almost everybody says that they can remember gardening as a child in some way.
Yeah, I think, well, it's instilled from the young age. You cannot get away from it then. And indeed, that's one of the reasons why we've done a lot of focus over the years on the schools and the preschools, because not everybody has come from a background of growing, and if we can get out there and disrupt the normal living and have kids that aren't used to it growing again, then hopefully when they come to adults, they'll also say, hey, that was a great influence as well. Let's get everybody growing.
Absolutely. So just tell us a little bit about how Veggie Pod started in the first place then.
Well, you talked about the barriers to growing before, and indeed that's where Veggie Pod came from. Matt, the inventor, my business partner and the originator of it all, he wasn't from the country. He didn't come from a parents of growing, but he formed an interest in it for one reason or another, but kept failing. And we are so happy that he went through that awful experience.
We're so happy that he failed.
Yes, exactly. Well, that's what it was born, like many good inventions. It was born out of failure, and it didn't matter what it was. Sometimes he was overwatering, sometimes he was underwatering. Then he'd have copped the pests, or then he didn't know how to handle all the inclement weather, or he was getting a sore back from bending over. So he put all these things together, the clever bugger, and came up with the Veggie Pod, and it hit all those pain points that, as experienced gardeners, we know hurt, but also for the newbie gardeners that don't even know that those problems exist, yeah. It solves that for them. And so we've really come up with the one all-in-one garden bed, if you like, that solves all those problems and gets everybody growing easily and readily.
You know what? I've got one on my allotment.
Yeah.
Now, I have... it's like half a size allotment. Do you have allotments in Australia?
We have community gardens, but not allotments like you have. We have the whole community gets in, but we don't have our individual plots.
Okay, so I have my individual plot.
Yep.
It's not so big. It's kind of half the size of a normal allotment.
Yep.
But I can pack a lot of stuff in that plot.
Mm.
And I thought, when I get my veggie pod, you know, what actually is it going to give me that's extra? Do you know what I mean? What am I going to get that's extra from that?
Yep.
But actually, you get a whole lot because you can extend the season with the protection also as well, and obviously like the watering system too.
Yep.
And whilst I'm here in Australia, I've got friends who are going down my allotment and harvesting salad leaves still now, and we're in October, you know, and they're still growing, and there's some chilies and some edible flowers and stuff in there too, so you can do loads with it.
That's it. And like you say, you're away at the moment. You're gallivanting around here in Australia.
I am gallivanting.
At the moment, drinking beers in the sun under a so-called business arrangement. But they're like, when you go away, whether that's for work or for fun or, you know, for short periods or indeed long periods, again, the beauty of our veggie pod is that it will sustain your plants. So you have the self-watering reservoirs below. You know your plants are protected from above. It creates that microclimate. It really does engender a long period of growing without you having to always be over the top of it. I mean, some people are even putting timers on their veggie pods because we have the mist sprays in there, and we've got these fly-in, fly-out miners here in Australia that are using them a lot because they go away for 3-4 weeks at a time, and we're talking out in the hot deserts, and they're still getting all their veggies growing whilst they're away. So that's a nice thing, and it's reassuring to know that your plants aren't going to die when you're away.
That's pretty cool. No, I agree with that because, you know, I left everything out on the allotment. You're kind of like, it's exposed to the elements. Will it rain? Won't it rain? I've got pumpkins growing and brassicas and stuff like that. It's like, you know, it's fine if it has a bit of a rain, but if it doesn't, it's going to be a real problem. As it so happens, we've had buckets of rain and it's probably more flooded than anything else. But the veggie pod, however, will be fine. So just you're really interested in getting people into growing their own and understanding the well-being benefits of that as well, aren't you? So like the social and therapeutic horticulture side of it. So tell us what you do with regards to that.
Well, it kind of just came out of our original corporate social responsibility in a way. I mean, you know, mankind has known for millennia that it feels good when you're gardening. We know it, but it's never been really put too much into a structured or a specific education around it. So that's just starting to form. But we were getting all these unsolicited sales into community mobs such as schools and preschools and prisons and hospitals and aged care facilities and disability hubs. And we started realising, look, there's something going on here. When we have a donation to do, or we've got a bit of time to do an install, rather than just giving away veggie pods willy-nilly to Surf Life Saving Clubs or whatever else, we said, let's actually give it to a mob that it can count for. And so we then started looking at these groups. Then when we did that, we're getting more and more involved with watching what was going on. But we wanted a bit more academic rigour around it, so we started looking into that. We then became members of Therapeutic Horticulture Australia, and it just really grew out of there. And then about 18 months ago, it came to be that there was a formal collaboration between ourselves, industry, the federal government, so you've got government, and then academia, the Southern Cross University, where we all came together and created these suite of community programs, which we give out free, mind you. It's not a money-making venture for us. But whenever these veggie pods or indeed any other garden goes into these community organisations, we have a nice structured program to help those, because not everybody's experienced at it, but they want to get stuck into it. It allows them to know what they can do as a suite of activities, from, you know, decision-making through to assembling a veggie pod, through to planting out, through to growing, through what we're going to do with the harvest, such as giving back to the community or whatever it is. We did all these programs that go into the pods, into these communities, and they start flourishing in so many good ways. And it's such a joy, if for nothing else, just to be part of all that.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. I think in the UK we need so much more of that, you know. Yeah. We really do. So you've actually got a governing body here in Australia, haven't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I know. It's one of the very rare occasions where Australia's ahead of its times. But yeah, we have a national governing body here, and we have state bodies as well. So. And we all come together once a year. We get guest speakers. We've had several from the UK, in fact. Anna Creswell there from Higher Ground with the Return Serviceman. She did a great speech there 3 years ago, I recall. But, yeah, it brings us all together and we share our experiences because it's very much still in the infancy, if you like, in terms of an industry or in terms of a body or a movement. And we all get together and share these experiences, and it's just a lovely thing to see, because at the end of the day, it's about the gardeners. We don't call them the patients or the students or the aged care clients. They're all gardeners, and it emboldens us to keep doing what we're doing, because it's such a feel good thing.
Interesting that you say about the word gardener. Some, like in the past in the UK, actually saying you're a gardener hasn't been respected so much, but it really is so much more now. If people ask me what I do, you know, obviously, like, I kind of promote the well-being benefits of gardening, but at the core, I'm a gardener.
Yes,
that's what I am.
Yeah,
anyone can be a gardener.
Yes,
anyone, everywhere, you can be a gardener. Well, it doesn't matter.
Yep.
You know.
Yep, indeed, and it doesn't matter. You know, young, old. Rich, poor, city, country, everyone and everywhere can get in touch with nature somehow. And we'd like to think we're helping that out in certain ways. And it's kind of strange, isn't it, that to be a gardener, almost like people look at us as a specialist guru, you know, these days. But, you know, whereas even just two or three generations ago, everyone grew for subsistence reasons, right? You had to have your veggie patch to keep your vegetables going, to keep your family surviving. But it's kind of skipped a couple of generations. And if we can bring everybody back and debunk that it's all that hard and there's all these mystical stuff to it, which, you know, there is as well, but, you know, if we're here to make gardening easier and approachable to everybody, I think you know, both the likes of yourselves and ourselves are doing a noble job.
Cool. A noble job.
Yes, we are the nobility.
Can you tell me the best Australian word that I can try to say?
A good all-round one.
It's a ripper.
It's something good, right? Yes.
You've got a ripper. What, gardening is ripper?
Yeah, it's a ripper job, isn't it?
It's a ripper job if you're a gardening. If you're a gardener, you're a ripper.
That's it. There's plenty of Aussie slang here, I think.
Tell us about where you're exhibiting, because, like, you do all of the shows, and I've seen Neil at so many in the UK.
Yep.
But you do them all over the world, don't you? So kind of where do you show your stuff?
Oh, gosh. I mean, we're in 11 countries now. So, you know, Australia, New Zealand, USA, Canada, UK, Ireland, Singapore, Philippines, Dubai, South Africa. I'm probably missing one, Mauritius, I think. So we're out and about, and shows are a huge part of what we do. It gets in touch with people. People want to see and touch and feel and kick and pull and whatever else with the veggie pods. So we get out there. But those shows can be anything. I urge your listeners to go to the respective websites in their home countries. We have a page on those sites to say where we're exhibiting, but there'll be home and garden shows to your more traditional flower shows, such as Chelsea or the Melbourne International Flower Show or Philadelphia Flower Show, to trade shows. If any of your listeners are garden centre owners or working in the trade, we do those ones as well, through to the therapeutic shows, which we just talked about. To even stuff like the vegan festivals and the Christmas gift shows. Look, we are like the bearded ladies going from circus to circus. So we're out and about. If we look a bit strung out, please give us a break. But, you know, we love it. We get out there.
So I know that they sleep in the van. So I know poor Neil has to sleep in the van.
Good. Saving money.
Because he goes all around at all of the shows saving money. Yeah. That's brilliant. And actually, the day I land, so I'm going from Sydney to Dubai and then Dubai back to London. And the day I land, I'm doing a talk at VegFest at London Olympia.
Yep.
And I know you guys are there. We will. Pop along and see you there as well.
Please do.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much for the beer as well.
There's another one coming. Yeah, hang on.
I think we deserve another beer because we've done the podcast. Hold on a minute. All of, like, 15 minutes deserves a beer, right?
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for working with us on the podcast as well. We really appreciate it. And we're looking forward to working with you going forward too. I'm just going to say that it's really difficult, to be honest, to concentrate on this because it's just beautiful water and the sand, and I just want to go for a swim. And apparently next time I'm out in Australia, I'm going to go and learn how to surf at where? Kiddies Bay?
Kiddies Corner.
Yeah. Because clearly I'm going to be in the water more than I will be on a surfboard. But you know.
Stand up.
Hopefully I can stand up for at least a second. But guys, seriously, Veggie Pod, thank you so much. It's an amazing idea.
Thank you.
I love mine very much. I'm going to show you a picture when I start recording.
Yep.
Of my friend Barney, who's taken his mum down to the allotment and been harvesting some chard and some lettuce leaves and all sorts from the Veggie Pod. Yep. So
they work, don't they? That's the main thing. At the end of the day, they work.
They do work. So that's brilliant. Thank you so much.
Not at all. Pleasure.
We're off for a bit. Bye.
Let's go.
It's a ripper.
Today's podcast partner is VeggiePod, the integrated all-in-one garden bed suitable for anyone interested in growing your own. You'll be amazed at how quickly your vegetables grow in a VeggiePod. And as a special offer for our listeners, VeggiePod are offering PPP subscribers 10% off any sized VeggiePod when purchased with a stand or a trolley. Simply go to veggiepod.co.uk and enter PPP10 on checkout.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Plant-Based Podcast.
Have a browse of the rest of the library or hop on over to the website, which is theplantbasedpodcast.net.
You'll also find our social media links. Please connect with us and let us know about any plant-based projects that you think we should be covering on the show.
And make sure you subscribe to our podcast so you'll be the first to hear the next episode. We're releasing once a fortnight. So until next time, enjoy the world of plants.